Balto. There were two kinds of truths, good truths and hurtful ones. That was what her father's attorney was telling her, and she was listening, doing her best, her face a small glazed crescent of light where the sun glanced off the yellow kitchen wall to illuminate her. But it was hard. Hard because it was a weekday after school, and this was her free time, her chance to breeze into the 7-Eleven or instant message her friends before dinner and homework closed the day down. Hard, too, because her father was there, sitting on a stool at the kitchen counter, sipping something out of a mug. Not coffee. Definitely not coffee. His face was soft, the lines at the corners of his eyes nearly erased in the gentle spill of light. His crow's feet, and how she loved that word, as if the bird's scaly claws had taken hold there like something out of a horror story. Edgar Allan Poe, the raven, nevermore. But wasn't a raven different from a crow? And why not call them raven's feet, or hawk's feet? People could have a hawk's nose, they always did in stories. But they had crow's feet, and that didn't make any sense at all. "Angèle," the attorney said, "Mr. Apodaca," and the sound of her own name startled her. "Are you listening to me?" She nodded her head, and because that didn't seem enough, she spoke up, too. "Yes," she said, but her voice sounded strange in her ears, as if somebody else were speaking for her. "Good," he said. "Good." Leaning into the table so that his big, moist dog's eyes settled on her with a baleful look. "Because this is very important. I don't have to stress that." He waited for her to nod again before going on. "There are two kinds of truths," he repeated. "Just like lies. There are bad lies, we all know that. Lies meant to cheat and deceive. And then there are white lies. Little fibs that don't really hurt anybody." He blew out a soft puff of air as if he were just stepping into a hot tub. "And might actually do good. Do you understand what I'm saying?"